Welcome to the Lead Routing Playbook. If you're hearing this, you're about to run one of these projects, or build a piece of one, and this is your 5-minute download before you open the repo. Lead routing sounds simple. Get every lead to the right rep, fast. In practice, it's one of the trickiest motions we run, because the routing engine is only as good as the data feeding it, and the humans watching it. We move through the same 4 phases every time: blueprint, build, enable, and maintain. So let's walk the shape. Here's the whole idea. Routing is 2 layers, not 1. The outer layer decides what kind of lead this is, which channel, which segment, which territory, and hands it to the right engine. The inner layer is that engine's own world of matching rules that picks the actual rep. And you never ship routing alone. You pair it with speed to lead, the timestamps that prove how fast a lead moves from created to assigned to first outreach. If you can't measure the speed, you can't tell whether the routing is working. So we treat speed to lead as a prerequisite, built right alongside the routing itself. Phase 1 is blueprint. Start with their model. There are really 5. Round robin sends leads to the next available rep, great for velocity and speed. Territory routes by location, company size, or industry. Target account leans on account scoring, so quality gets spread, not just quantity. Hybrid is some combination of those, and manual is the fallback when complexity outruns the tooling. Discovery here is a conversation, not something AI can quantify for you. 1 good hour with sales ops, SDR managers, and a VP over the process is usually enough. And mind the prerequisites. If they want territories, the territories and their owners must be defined. If it's target account, the definitions and the scoring have to be solid first. Don't build until the buckets are clear. Before you design anything, map the channels for OMBU, because each one can need its own path. Lead source matters. A demo request and a cold list are not the same. SLA events are relationship-driven. If a rep worked that booth, the lead may be theirs no matter what the CRM says. Partner leads raise rules of engagement. Is the partner working it, or just attached as backup while the account stays with the AE? And then there's FedRAMP, good old Uncle Sam. Government motions often mean a separate world. The cleaner play is one instance with role-based access. So without a Fed role, you can't even see the data. Surface all of this in discovery. It's where the surprises hide. Phase 2 is build, and it starts with the right tool. Native Salesforce or HubSpot handles a single simple motion, pure round robin or 1 clean set of criteria. The moment you need a combination, territory and round robin and target accounts at once, you move up to a real router. Lean Data is the Rolls Royce. Traction Complete is excellent and can calculate SLAs down to each rep's working hours, Chili Piper and qualified cover scheduling and chat. Complexity drives the tier, not team size. Then the biggest gotcha, enrichment timing. If routing fires before enrichment lands, a $10 million account reads as 0 and drops to a commercial rep. And now, your reps are fighting over it. Enrichment must finish before the root fires. Build the speed-to-lead fields, backfill them, and let Claude generate 25 test scenarios in a CSV to prove records land where you expect. On cutover, lead routing is gentler than a full replatform. Most of this work happens in production. Volume is usually low enough that there's no set launch day. And both Lean Data and Traction Complete keep version history and full path logs, so you can revert or diagnose in a click. But there's one rule you don't skip. Enable the team before you go live. Your best monitoring layer is the reps themselves. The AE who says, "This shouldn't be in my name," is how you catch what testing missed. Tell Johnny should be getting these leads and Sam those, before the switch flips. Phase 3 is enable, and the killer artifact is the flow chart. Lead comes in, we check the country and the firmographics, enrichment runs, and here's where it goes, drawn as a diagram. Lean Data itself is a flowchart, so a flowchart is exactly how the team should see it. It'll feel familiar the day they open the tool. Ship documentation on what changed and why, and set per rep expectations so everyone knows their lane. Some clients run their own enablement. For anything big and net new, we train the team ourselves. Phase 4 is maintain, revisit at least every 6 months. Quarterly can be overkill, depending on complexity. Account refreshes that used to run monthly often move to yearly once you realize the reps don't need the churn. And here's the number one headache, silent process changes. The team adds a new SMB segment and a new rep, but nobody updates the routing, so the leads go nowhere and the new rep sits empty. That's what pushed more than one account to give up and route by hand. So bake it into discovery and enablement. This is not set it and forget it. And the moment the sales process changes, they have to tell us. That's the playbook. Pick the model, map the channels, get the enrichment timing right, pair it with speed to lead, and enable the reps before you flip the switch. Open the agent's file, run the checklist, and go build. Good luck out there.